From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri lawmakers are at a standstill on broad anti-abortion legislation, more than 1 month after Republican Governor Eric Greitens called them into a special session to deal with abortion issues. The legislation calls for several new regulations, such as annual state inspections of abortion clinics. But one of the provisions causing the most confusion addresses a St. Louis ordinance intended to prevent discrimination based on reproductive health decisions, such as pregnancy and abortion. Greitens and other critics say the St. Louis ordinance could infringe on the rights of abortion opponents or prevent anti-abortion groups from only hiring staffers who share their views. The $10 per hour minimum wage law in St. Louis will be short-lived, but an effort launching today will encourage and pressure businesses to honor the higher wage, even if state law doesn't require it. The Save the Raise campaign will urge employers to keep paying workers at least $10 an hour. Businesses agreeing to do so will be listed on the campaign's website. On the other side, organizers vow to protest businesses that roll back wages. The St. Louis higher wage was implemented in May after a lengthy legal battle. State lawmakers almost immediately passed a bill prohibiting local minimum wages different from the state minimum, currently $7.70 an hour. The St. Louis law is rolled back effective August 28th. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has partially lifted a ban on the use of the herbicide dicamba. The department released additional rules yesterday that farmers who want to use newer versions of the herbicide will have to follow. Older versions of dicamba are still banned. The rules are meant to reduce the chance that dicamba, which is made by Monsanto, blows from one field to another. The vice president of Monsanto North America, Lisa Safarian, applauded Missouri for coming up with a way to let farmers start using the herbicide again.
Simply banning a tool that is important to many farmers' success at this late stage in the season will hurt more farmers and not get states any closer to an effective solution.
Monsanto faces lawsuits from farmers in 10 states, including Missouri, who say their crops were damaged by herbicide drift. The president of the Missouri Farm Bureau calls the new rules a good compromise. The Daniel Boone Regional Library Board of Trustees unanimously approved a policy change yesterday that allows employees with valid concealed carry permits to bring weapons to work. The Columbia, Missourian reports the board passed the policy after motioning to add a reference to the Missouri law that required the change, which took effect January 1st. The revised policy will loosen previous regulations that did not permit employees to carry firearms onto library property. Members of the board expressed frustration at the state law that brought this policy change about. Board member John French said he is concerned for the safety of library patrons and that the state law does not give them much leeway in their decision. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.